What is this shift?
I'm ready. You ready?
Ready, Freddy.
Ready, set, go.
Welcome, shifties.
Welcome to Shift Hit the Fan. We have a friend with us. Did you notice?
Good friend, Solma.
Hello.
Your friend, Solma. Solma, what do you do in the world?
What do I do in the world? I'll start with my commitment for the world that motherhood is honored as the source for world peace through connected hearts. And that's a commitment and not necessarily what I'm doing in the world all the time. Yeah. So I'm also living in Los Angeles with a family event space and creating there, supporting my son through just being available for developing his leadership further as a CEO and leading his crew, as well as being a mom. My favorite thing. He's 50 years old. I still get to be his mom. I have no grandkids, so my kids still get all the love, I'll say. And I'm also co-leading a poetry class right now that's a sensuous poetry class. And I find that that's really developing an intimacy with the self in unexpected ways that are reaching, really opening the heart even further. Didn't know, but totally willing in the beginning to lead the meditations that begin the class. And I also get to express my spiritual poetry and develop more spiritual poetry. And I'm currently writing a journal that has, it's for a journal is what I mean. And that's about nonstop creativity, which is living as an artist versus ADHD brain, newly discovered, and noticing that as long as the context of nonstop creativity is there, so great, so functional. Looking into the ADHD brain, not so fun. A little dampering, and actually new openings for looking at my life deeply and differently as well. So I do have a lot going on, and I just am grateful that I can.
Me yeah. too.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. I'm so excited you responded to the call.
Our powerful energy friend.
Yeah. You know, just a reminder, I'm a resonant physician. That's what I call myself instead of healer. I don't resonate with healer. Selma's the reason for that. Selma helped me work through my brain issues, helped me like heal my back one day, and it didn't hit me that something so magical and powerful had happened to me, because you know my automatic voice came through of like, oh well, I still feel this, I still feel that, and then I expanded on that, right? So it took me years after, you know, Soma came into my life, to finally accept that there's something powerful, magical here happening that's trying to reach me. And when I was about to, go into the hospital, because I had this, like, my face was starting to swell from this horrible migraine that I had. It just kept getting worse, and I was missing a call, with Soma and her group of healers. That that was the first night they just included me on the call as if I was there, and that was the first night I was able to sleep in like 8 years, and sleep through the night and not wake up, feeling like I had been hit by the bus by a bus the next day, because I had sleep apnea before, and I don't think I've had sleep apnea since that day. Like, I've been able to sleep through the night since then. And that's when I was finally like, okay, maybe I should listen, and maybe this is actually an answer to those prayers, the desperate prayers that I've had of healing my brain, and and those migraines that I was getting. So Soma was my access to this. To this woo-woo that I was rejecting for most of my life, that's been trying to come through. So I'm super excited that you are here with us today, as you're a pretty big deal to me.
Well, here's the pretty big deal that you're pointing to around healing that comes up for me is mostly either everyone's a healer, which is kind of the way I look at it, is like we get to discover that part of ourselves. And certainly, if you come to me, it tends to be so obvious in the ways that can be nurtured. So then, mostly that's who I work with are other people who are healers. And I have used that term, and I do love resonant physician. And I have to deal with my physician conversation as to how it exists in the world now. That won't probably take long because I haven't thought about it, but I'm glad you presence that now too. So yeah, and but it turns out for sure. I mean, like your gifts are very, very strong and apparent, and I get to be that parent again of like the children are always more powerful than the parent is, or more developed, or whatever, however way you want to say it. There's the gifts are always extraordinary in the student as well.
Thank you. So we have today, we pulled the Ten of Cups again, getting back into the tarot. But today we have shifted. The energy has shifted. We now have the Four of Wands as the hidden energy. Which, it's all celebration. And the interesting thing about when this card popped out, all three of us were on the call already, and I'm, asking what's there? What are you guys thinking about anything? And Thelma mentioned how to resolve upsets. And this is what popped out. Which is still along the lines of what came up last week with, standing in the future in a celebration. So it was beautiful that this, the Four of Wands was what's hidden, because there's a stability to this in this celebration. One of them is the beginning of the celebration, the other's the fulfillment of that. Being
Well
stable and
said.
steady and centered in yourself, I guess that's what comes to mind, in that. And what also, in on my other deck, it's a lesbian wedding, but this one here has more of a masculine and feminine aspect to it. Any thoughts from the others?
Yeah, I think what you're saying with the four of wands being stability, like you think about what all our structures are based off of, are they're based off of squares or rectangles. And so these four of wands are kind of creating a structure for us. And there's a structure to everything that we experience in life. And the square has a balance to it that allows the structure to stay in place, to remain strong, to remain as a tent in many ways. And I think that there's a structure behind everything that is existing in our life. There's a structure to ourselves, to our body, with our bones. There's a structure to all living things, all existence that's there. It's all interconnected and interconnected structure that is forming this fabric that we are existing in. And I think with the Ten of Cups, that's the hidden energy that's creating this existence. And then the Ten of Cups is just what we get to experience, the life that we have. I think it's just the experience itself coming to fruition. And we just get to make what we want out of it. So that's kind of what I get from this.
Any thoughts for you, Soma?
Yeah, that's fantastic to hear, Elias. I was waiting to hear what you had to say about that. And it, once again, I'm like looking so newly at structures are like one of my main rebellions. Well, guess what? It's like I resist a lot of reality, like so automatically, so checked out into thinking I don't have them. And of course, now I get to look for where do you already have them that work well? And add that to the ease of creating the new structures, especially for the fulfillment of my future, which, as I mentioned, discovering this morning that I've treated le being a leader as, I guess, a job or something. And of course, I would reject jobs. That's an easy one to be rebellious about. So, I mean, I just see, wow, I get to let go of my identity as a rebel. Yay, I get to put it really in the past. I really have, like, I would say, treated it as a reward and a, like, that's what has me stand out, or, and maybe it does, but it's not all who is there. And the emphasis can now be on the things that actually support having what I have to say to come out. Not just to be with it alone. And even that, I want to credit that too. I want to be the alone time has been great. It's been my monk time. It's been the place where it can grow the seedlings into what part is mine and what part, well, it's all mine. So it's not what part is mine and what isn't. It's all mine because it's all my life. And I just have a new awareness to discern where am I taken in this moment, not based on what I've already done, but as a result of the skills coming together from what I've already done and just be creating a new future, especially for the commitment that motherhood is honored as the source for world peace through connected hearts. And the first place is always, where is it already happening? Now that I can say that. And now that is, what can I come up with next not just as an idea, because that's the nonstop creativity that can happen all day long. Where's the structure that can help me fulfill on that? I've studied them. I know them. That hasn't had me step into them. So it's time. Thank you. Feels like a launch. My own launch, not the thing yet. Anyway, that's a great shift to come to. Thank
Yay,
you.
shifting already. No, I love it. It reminds me of like I mean, what I thought of is, where you resist certain things. Like I also have that same resistance, and that's why I adopted, like, I'm gonna shift what physician means for me. And that's why I wanted that, it's like shifting things from the inside, from the structures that are there. I'm going to give it a new context because my words create worlds. My context is going to shape how this actually plays out, and I can shift it for the world because, as within,
Yes.
so without, whatever's going on within me reflects on the outside. And it doesn't happen immediately. Sometimes it can, but I start seeing more and more evidence of people doing this, and our mutual teacher in that team management leadership program called me out one time that I like to use trigger words, right?
Yeah.
I was standing on stage as the leader of the quarter, the team leader, and I was out there calling myself a liar, right? But for me, I had the context right, but the way that I was putting it out, I wasn't aware that it was triggering other people, right? So I wasn't being responsible for what I was putting out in the world. And that's, I think, a part of it, like where what's hidden is trying to communicate something. It's actually running the show. If I'm standing solid in that context, I'm going to create the world around that context and be really like responsible with it, especially when it's coming to what I said before we started this portion of it is handling upsets. This is the future fulfilled right here. This is standing centered and solid in yourself, in holding that space steady is what's going to help hold the space of this future. You're standing in a future rather than in the upset, in the conflict, in whatever it is, and trying to make sense of things in the moment, which I am clear now when it's missing for me, that I should take some time to center myself before I continue into this. So I think this is telling me where to stand, not necessarily where I am, but where to stand, that's trying to run the show. Because I'm starting to build that relationship with Brian, which I mentioned on maybe the last episode or the one before that, where I'm communicating with Brian. I don't need to know who I was before, unless it actually wants to heal through me. I don't need to know how I got here. I want to know how my future self got to where I'm getting. Because if I keep trying to, remember the past and trying to relive and function from that, I don't know who I am anymore, and being lost, what am I creating but being more lost? So I think, Brian's clearly communicating in this, like, stand in your future. This keeps coming up for me, this card particularly, in what's being built, what's being created. And this is another reminder of my stability in this future, fulfilled. And there's nothing for me to do but receive. Just keep receiving, letting things go, flow through me, and not, having it be an indicator that I'm not aligned when
Yes.
I'm projecting upset trying to figure things out, trying to solve problems, I'm not aligned with that future that's been calling to me, and asking me to align to it. So Brian's really bringing his part of it. I've got to figure out how to step up and have this marriage work between me and Brian, which, you know, our marriage right here.
Yeah, exactly. This came up whenever Elias was talking too, that it occurs as protection as well. So even the way you just spoke it was, it's not just protecting you, it's protecting the vision from where you stand. And so I guess the support of it. It was called foundation, and that seems like underneath, kind of like the hidden energy, but the support that it's showing up as is also important. And then the one more thing is that, guess what? When we create and stand in our future, the upsets are going to come anyway. And it's who are we going to be in that moment? But so we get to expect the upsets, not like bring them on. But like when they come, then back to the stand, yes, which is more like you spoke of it. And but just to also know it's coming, and it's easy to be distracted by them, and probably will be. And the more awareness, of course, the more catching it, the less time we might spend there. And yeah, so we're more present to life because those are those human moments again.
Something that that keeps coming up for me too is like structures are flexible. Structures are fluid in a lot of ways. If they don't have a flex to them, if they don't have a fluidity to them, they break, they crumble. You think about about bridges that have crumbled in the wind, because of the vibrations that occurred in them. If they're too rigid, then they fall down. And everything around us is always moving, always evolving. And I think that's what we have to remember is that our structure is going to evolve. Our bodies are evolving. Our bodies are changing. And so while we have a structure that's there to hold us in place, we have to allow the structure to move and to bend and to be created into something different, something new. Otherwise, if it stays the same, it just continues to deteriorate until it crumbles. And so we have to continue to build it and change it so that we can support that life, support that joy, that existence that comes in the end, the experience itself, the experience of happiness, joy, all of those things. And so that's what I was thinking of with the wands. The wands are such a magical idea in our minds, bringing forth the creation. And I think something to remember too is that these structures that we have in place are formed in our mind. You know, even if that we have a house, we have something that is physically built, it had to be created in the mind first. And so what you're saying, standing in your future, that has to be created in your mind so that you can have something to work towards, so that you have somewhere to go. And as you create that in your mind, create the spiritual structure before you create the physical structure, things start to happen. Things start to evolve. Things start to change and things start to grow. And so I think it's a beautiful thing to remember that there has to be fluidity in it. There has to be a flex. There has to be something that moves and grows and flows with with everything that exists.
Wow, that so perfectly, to me, describes the yin and yang and of the masculine and femininity, because I think of the masculine to be this That's, I don't want to use strength just for the masculine, but holding, and I don't want to use rigid either, but it is the word that you describe that would cause the crumble, unless the fluidity, because life is fluid, but that's represented by the feminine. And when that isn't present, but I again was resisting the masculine, resisting the rigid, and not blending. I mean, you can know the yin and yang is there to complement each other. You can know the blessing, the blending that can it be, but it's not, I wasn't thinking of it as a blending. And I'm talking about in my interactions. And I also appreciate that you were talking about the mind as spiritual. Because for me, the mind is also masculine, not to be resisted necessarily, but to incorporate with the heart, which lends the feminine. And that was one of my meditations that came through on Saturday in the class. Was to use the expression of the heart and how the connection of inhaling and exhaling into the heart, which I have been doing for a year, but this time it came to me of like also looping a different direction for including the mind to connect to the heart, but then including the gut to the heart. And then I went, ah. Now it's a cross. I didn't think of it as a cross before. But it was also great to think of them as petals, like the infinity, then the looping of the inhale and the exhale, continuing both, and then the looping in the eighth direction, including those. So there's the structure of the four. And the balance it provides, once more. I didn't know that was coming, but I like it.
That just it made me think of, like, when I speak of the mind, I'm speaking of the conscious mind versus the subconscious, which in both of these there's a masculine and a feminine, and one of them is looking forward, that's the other one's looking, well, one of them's looking at us and one of them is looking towards the future, right?
Right.
So it's, to me, that's the marriage between me and Brian, or the conscious, which is Brian, and then the subconscious, which is, spirit, the one that works with imagination. So when your conscious mind and your subconscious are married and they're aligned with that future that we're looking forward to, that's when we produce the children, we produce its fruit. And those children are celebrating. We
Yeah.
create the thing in our own image. In our own image, our imagined future. The end.
Awesome.
Just wanted to clarify what I meant about the mind.
No, it's beautiful. And also, when you talked about the physician, even the word, immediately when you said it, you were already being that. So it was easy to see it before you said it, that yes, that's what there is to cause in the world. And it is, I'm going to call it provocative. I know. I mean, I don't know. To me, that sounds a bit more enticing than just trigger word. I don't know. I guess trigger's triggering me. I don't need that word. But there's an intention or intentionality coming through, and to provoke in a really great way. Not that that would be your word to describe it, but it can be the effect that causes it to be known. Has it stand out? Has it be you, the being that not only created it, but declared it, and then the communication is clear. Though just now that might not have been.
I think it was.
Oh, good.
I think it's a beautiful thing to realize that we are the beings that are declaring things into existence, creating the chain reaction to create everything that's here.
Yeah, it's really important to look at how hooked am I by a narrative, that's shaped my past world in that sense. Like, I'm constantly challenging myself. That's why, that's why the context. That's why, like, if I see something that I don't like, I'm gonna challenge myself. I'm gonna become that thing. I'm gonna adopt it. I'm going to confront every single thing that triggers me, that gives me the ick, whatever it is. I'm gonna look at why is this so upsetting? Why am I so hooked by this conversation, by this narrative, by whatever it is? And I'm gonna let myself be in it for a little while, just so that I could hear the whole world of it, because I'm really interested in it. And then I know from that really triggered space where I can shift things for myself and stand more grounded. Something that I forgot to say too is, like, when we're standing in this solid structure, when we're actually standing in that, like, you felt the energy shift for yourself, because I'm so grounded in physician, for the context that I have, that was translated for you. So even when it gets wonky, if I'm standing knowing that this is what I'm standing in, this future, I'm gonna trust even when the upsets come up and how I react, because it's gonna be uprooting something for me. So if I'm picking fights with people, that's pointing to something, that I'm supposed to be uprooting and looking at and being in. So I just now have to remember that this is what's being built out of that upset. This is something that now needs to be brought to my awareness, because there's something that I'm creating with the words, with what I'm hooked to inside of that conversation, that just got wonky, and that's gonna help shift that next narrative for me. It's gonna get me out of that thing that I'm hooked to.
It's going to serve its actual purpose because you allow it. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah,
So much.
that's all I got.
love it. That's
Yeah.
all I got too.
That's great.
Shift the mind and shift your existence.
I shifted all over the place today. That was awesome.
All the shift splat.
What was the last shift? What?
Shift splat.
Shift splat.
Just splat.
Hit
Okay.
the fan.
Right. That's your own distinction, just from that. That's maybe a bumper sticker.
Just splat. Yeah, we'll start creating that as some of our stickers for the podcast.
I've been thinking of t-shirts
I was
too.
gonna say, yeah, or
There we
t-shirt, yeah.
go. Podcast merch.
That may
Maybe
be the
shift heads.
right?
Yeah. Shift splat. Splat.
Yeah.
All right, Shifties, that's what we got for you. We love you.
Love
Go
you.
be a chef.
Thanks for coming to the party.
Thank you.
Let the shift hit the fan. Let the shift hit the fan.